Daf and Nun Vav. So we got to the bottom of Nun Hey and Rebeis, the last couple lines of the new Mishnah. Mishnah begins the discussion of Hamagadev. Hamagadev is one who curses Hashem using Hashem's name. He blasphemizes, however you say this. So Hamagadev Einu Chayv Ad Sheyifarish Hashem. One does not get the Isser of Hamagadev until he actually articulates the Shem Hashem when he gives such a klala. So Amar Yeshua Ben Karcha Bechol Yom Danin Esa'edim Bekinuim. So the entire day, while they're busy figuring out whether the guy violated Megadif or not and getting all the details, so they don't use actually Shem Hashem, but they actually use a kinoi. They say, Yake Yosi es Yosi. That really should be really Hashem name cursed Hashem himself. But they use the word Yosi because they don't want to use Hashem's name while they're discussing everything. And Rashi explains, look, the Rashi Diyo Masal B'chol Yom, he just says that Yosi is not really a kinoi Hashem. There are many kinuim. The Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMeforesh, there's Yudke Vavke, there's Elokim, and then there's kinuim, which are nicknames of Hashem. Yosi is not a nickname of Hashem, it's just a nickname. It's a name that they would use, which would be referring to Hashem's name. And Rashi goes on to explain that the gematria of Yosi is Elokim. And firstly, it has four letters like Yudke Vavke, and it has the same gematria as Elokim, so that's why they use Yosi. But Yosi has nothing really to do with Shem Hashem. But that's how the conversation went throughout that day of convicting the Megadif. Yak is to like hit, like to curse. Instead of curse, they use a hitting. So Hashem is, they say, Yak, you know, Yuke Vavke, they would say, curse is Mekalel. So I guess there's some relevance of Yak to Mekalel. They don't really address this. So then the Gemara says, Nigmardin, once they, okay, figure out that this guy actually did violate the Isser of Megadev, so then Lo Horgin Bikinoi, they can't kill him based on Yosi as Yosi. So then Ela Motin Kol Adam Lechutz, they take everyone outside. And then it's a very private conversation. Who's left inside is the Dayanim, and then the Edim. And Shalin Es HaGadol Shebinei, and they ask the greater of the two Edim, they ask him that, the Omer Lo Seidim Emor Masha Shemata Beferish. Now I want you to say exactly the words you heard, and he has to, as awful as it is, he has to repeat the cursing of Hashem. Who Omer, he says it. But Dayanim Omdim Al Raglem, the Dayanim stand up when they hear the words, Vikaron they tear kriya, Velom Achen, they can never fix that tear ever again. Vasheni Omer Afani Kamo, and the second guy says, I heard it as well. And Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamo, and the third guy, if there's a third or fourth, everyone else, they all say, I heard just like the Gadol Shebehem had said.
It's not the first time, because he has to say it originally also. No,
this is the first time.
He says, I heard somebody with God of Hashem.
Yeah,
and so then they don't say to him, what did you say? What did you hear?
No, that's what I said, right? You say Yosi, Yakes, Yosi the entire day, and it's not until finally they realize that he's deserving of death, so then they say actually what he has said. So the Gemara now says, Tana.
How do you convict somebody if you.
What do you mean? Yosi is a kinoi for what he had done. So they said, Yosi, Yakis Yosi, the Edom. We saw him a Gadif.
Have to say
yeah,
that.
But they don't say the Yudke Vavke until actually it comes to the end. So Tana Achi, Varach Shem Hashem. So the Bryce says, until you curse Hashem using Hashem's name himself. Rashi explains here, Shem B'Shem means Yakigon Yake Ploni as Ploni, O Yakalel Shem Ploni as Shem Ploni. It sounds like from Rashi that Yake would also suffice to be Megadif. Either you say Hashem should hit Hashem or Hashem should curse Hashem. So that's what you have to do until that's what the definition of Megadif is. So the Gemara wants to know now, how do you know these halachas to be the case? That this is really the definition of Megadif. And it has to be Dafka Shem B'Shem. So Amar Shmuel says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'Nokev Shem, and the Gemara, the Pasuk goes on to say on the side, Nokev Shem Hashem Mos Yumas. The one who Nokev, which means curses Hashem, the Shem of Hashem, he should die. So B'Nikvo Shem, the Pasuk at the end says, B'Nokvo Shem Yumas. So I'm not sure how to teach this exactly. Rashi says here, "Benokev Hashem benikva Hashem." So we're combining the ratio of the pasuk to the sefer of the pasuk. We're bridging it together to say, as Rashi explains, "Lahachi ahadre b'haikra." The reason why the pasuk again goes back to nakva Hashem at the end, "Lo malacha ad sheyikov Hashem b'Shem." Until you use the Shem Hashem to curse Shem Hashem himself. That's the drasha. So the Gemara says, "Mean my." The high nokev lishna de bruchehu. Who says nokev is a lashon not bracha, really lashon of klala? So how do you know really nokev is a lashon of cursing? Dichse, the pasuk says in Parshas Balak, ma'ak ekov lo kavo kel, that which Hashem doesn't want to curse, I can't curse. So we see the lashon of ekov or nakov is a lashon of klala. And what's the source of Azhara? So where's the source that one's warning? Remember we said every Onesh requires a separate pasuk, that's the Azhara. So Azhara say Mehacha, from here. Elokim lo sikalel, don't curse Hashem. Fine, so this is the basis. So he asks the Gemara now, Ve'ema Mivrazhu. Maybe what it means in the pasuk of Nokev Shem, maybe it means to like scratch and to erase the name of Hashem, not to curse, but to scratch it off. The pasuk says elsewhere, Vayikov chor bidasa. Lashon Yikov is to puncture a hole in the door. So maybe it means to puncture Hashem's name physically. So the Gemara says, and Vahazarasa, and I could find the source of such an Azhara. The pasuk says, Vavatam es shemam lo sasun kein Lashem Elokechem. The destroying of Avodah Zarah one should not do to Hashem's name. So being no kif shame, making a hole in Hashem's name, to erase Hashem's name, that's the pasuk. Maybe that's what Megadif is. Maybe it's not cursing Hashem. So the Gemara says, Ba'inan shame bishem v'leka. The pasuk of no kif shame, and that says benaklo shame, we said above the drush is where the shame is hitting the other shame, or the shame's cursing the shame, whatever that means exactly. But when you're erasing Hashem's name, there's no two shamos that are coming together. I'm taking a knife and I'm scratching off shame Hashem. That's only one shame. We said you need shame bishame. You need a shame doing something to another shame. But that's not accomplished by scratching off Hashem's name. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ema demonach shnei shamos ahadadeh. Maybe there are two pieces of paper that you place, write Shem Hashem on each of the papers and then pile them on top of each other. Ubazilahu, and then you puncture a hole through the two papers. So there you have, I'm a shame machine. There are two shemos that I'm going to destroy. So maybe that's the definition of a nokev shame v'nakva shame. So Gemara says no. Hahu nokev v'choz v'nokevu. That is, I'm making a hole in the first page and then I'm making a hole in the second page. That's not happening at the same time. Yes, it's pretty quick. It's a split second between cutting through both pieces of paper, but that's a two separate actions, not one shame b'shame. So that's not the situation.
How do you have it by Avodah Zarah? Okay, shame b'shame. You brought a rifle from Avodah Zarah.
That's referring to destroying Avodah Zarah, getting rid of the Avodah Zarah, getting rid of the names of Avodah Zarah.
So how do you do the same thing?
What do you mean do the same thing?
How did shame b'shame was saying by
no one
shame.
Said shame b'shame by Avodah Zarah. No one said that. Shem is changed by the Megadev Hashem. The case of Avodah Zarah was we want to destroy the idols and the names of Avodah Zarah. What we don't want to do to Hashem, we can't destroy Hashem's name. That's a different issur. The Nokev Shem is Shem is referring to cursing the Megadev Hashem. That's a different pasuk. The Gemara now says, Ve'ema dechayik Shem apuma desakina ubazaba. Maybe you wrote Hashem's name on the blade of the sword or the knife. And then you use that blade that to scratch Hashem's name off. So that's shame on the knife, scratching off the shame on the paper. Gemara says, no, hahu churfer desakina hu dekabaze. When I'm scratching it, even though it says Hashem's name on the knife, it's not the name that's scratching off. It's the sharpness of the blade that's shaving off the name. Happens to be the guy wrote Shem Hashem on the knife, but that's not really what's accomplishing the scraping off. It's the blade that is, not the Shem Hashem. So that's not nokev shame b'shem. So then the Gemara says, Ema Perushe Shmehu. Maybe it's really articulating the name, which Rashi explains here, Bosiosav Uperushel. Where you're saying Yud Kevavke and saying it the way we're not supposed to say it, saying out that word the way it's written, and maybe that's what the violation is. Not about cursing, just saying Yud Kevavke. In the way that we don't say it. Dichsiv, Vaikach Moshe V'Aron Es Ha'anashim Me'ela, that they took these people, Asher Nikvu B'Shemos, that we're apparently saying Hashem's name. And the pasuk is the source of such an azhara is from here. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You should fear Hashem's name. What it means is don't say Hashem's name the way it's written. Say it different from the way it's written. So maybe that's the whole idea of Nokev Shame B'Shem. So the Gemara says no. Because Dabeina Shame B'Shem V'Leka. That's the same point. We need to say, that's be like a double Shame B'Shem. There's no Shame B'Shem when I articulate the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That doesn't fit nicely into the pasuk of Shame B'Shem. V'od, moreover, Havlei Azhara Azharas Asay. That pasuk of Es Hashem Lokecha Tira is an Asay, a positive commandment to fear Hashem. And Azharas Asay Lo Shmei Azhara. That's not called an Azhara. An Azhara has to be in the negative, that don't do this. But to do something, that's not going to be considered an Azhara. So therefore, we conclude that it must be that it's being Megadif Hashem, Yivarech Shem, Shem is this pasuk of Noke V'Shem, B'Nikva Shem. Gemara says, Ibai Zem, alternatively, Amar Krav, there's more of an explicit pasuk. Now this pasuk is found in, this is where in, it's in Dvarim Yud. Is that where it is? No. It's Vayikra. There we go. So the Pasuk says, Vayikov, Vayikalel. So Lashon Vayikov, Ben Ha'isha Yisraela, says Hashem. He did something, Vayikov, and Vayikalel, and he cursed him. So we see that Lememra, Denokev Kalahu, that these two words are interchangeable. At first it says Vayikov, and then it says Vayikalel. Telling us they're the same exact definition. So Klala is undisputed. That definitely means curse. So therefore, Vayikov and Nakov means cursing as well. Gemara says, maybe from this pasuk in Vayikra, we're going to learn Vadilma ad David Tervayu. Maybe you have to do both of Vayikov Vayikalo, and maybe they're two separate things. Maybe Vayikov really means, let's say, the scratch of Hashem's name. Vayikalo is a second act. Gemara explains, Lo Sakadaitach. One would never think that they're not interchangeable, that they are two separate mice and why. The pasuk goes on to say, Hotei is a Mekalel. He took out the one who's Makalel. Below, if it doesn't say, Hotis Anokev a Makalel, they don't give him two titles. He did one thing wrong, not two things wrong. So therefore, Shmamina Chadhi, that the word Vayikov and the word Vayikalel are interchangeable, and that is the definition of Benokev Shem, Benokvo Shem Yumas. It's referring to Mivarech Shem B'Shem. Gemara now quotes a Braisa, Taner Banan, that's analyzing this pasuk. That says, I'm reading on the side before you go ahead, Ish ish ki kalel elokav v'naso cheto, person who curses Hashem, so he has an aveira. So the Gemara Darshan's Tanur Rabbanan, Ish ma'atam alomar, Ish, what does it teach us? Ish l'rabos es ovdei kochavim, that even a non-Jew, from this pasuk we learn, it says Ish ish, a double lashon, why double lashon? Ish, to include even a non-Jew, is muzharin al birkas Hashem, Yisrael. They are also subject to this Isser of one of the Shuva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. They are subject to this Isser as well. Ve'ena neharagin ela b'saif. They only get killed with saif, however. Shekol misa ha'amur b'vnei Noach ena ela b'saif. The klal is that every misa that they get is always going to be b'saif. V'hami ha'chanafka. Is it really learned from the pasuk of Ishi? V'halsam nafka. It's learned from another pasuk. The pasuk says, the beginning of Bereishis, the pasuk says, before I redarshan it, the pasuk on the side says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam. Hashem commanded Adam, Leimor, telling him, Mikol eitz hagan o achal tochel. Eat from every single tree of the garden. And it goes on to say in the other pasuk, except for the eitz hadas. So the Gemara darshans the pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem v'chulu. The Gemara says, Hashem zu birchas Hashem. What do we learn from the word Vayitzav Hashem? That was to tell us that you can't curse Hashem's name. So this is the source that Ben Noach is chayiv in the Isser of Birchas Hashem. And it's not based on the pasuk of Ish Ish. So it comes along, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, he says, no. Lo nitzecha ela l'rabos etzah kinuyim. Yes, the initial source, the initial Isser for Ben Noach to be Mevarach Hashem is learned from Vayitav Hashem. Zu Birchas Hashem. But what we learn from Ish Ish, that comes to include that they also get Isurim on kinuyim, on the other names of Hashem. Hashem has many names. So Yudkei Vavkei is the Iker name. And all the other names flow from that. But this other pasuk of Aishish comes to include other kinuim of Hashem, other names of Hashem, whether it's, does Rashi go on to give examples here? Does Hashem give it? He doesn't give it. Either one, all these different names. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Valiba, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanya, Ish Ish, Ki Kal Elkav V'nasa Cheto, Matam Elomar, what is it coming to teach us? Valok Far Nemar, V'nokev Shem Hashem Mosumas. We already have another pasuk that tells us one gets killed for cursing Hashem. So Gemara explains, Rabbi Meir explains, Lefi Shenemar, V'nokev Shem Mos Yumas, Yachal Lo Yechayiv El Hashem HaMeyuchai. One might think, Bilvad, you're only chayiv if you use Yudke Vavke. Menai L'Rabbos Kala Kinuim, how do you know to include all the other Kinuim, all the other names of Hashem? The pasuk says, Tamalomar Ish Ki Kala Elokav Mikol Makom Divrei Rabbi Meir. Any of the other names of Hashem would also be considered a violation of Megadiv. That's all she does, Rabbi Meir. Just to conclude the Braisa, the Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim al Shem HaMiyuchad B'Misa Bal HaKinuyim Bazar. He distinguishes, if you're using Shem HaMiyuchad, one gets a Chiyuv Skila, and Tolin as well, you get hanged. Hanged is one of the two Misas that gets hanged for as well. And the Kinuyim get a Nazara only. They get warm, they get lashes. The Gemara then says, that's all the Shita Rabbi Meir. Comes along now, Pliga the Rabbi Maisha. Damar Rabbi Maisha ben Noach sheberech es Hashem b'kinuyim, if he uses the other names of Hashem, l'rabbanon chayiv. So this goes against what we just saw in the Brayis. The Brayis above thought that the Chachamim held that kinuyim are only bazhara, only belav. But Rav Maisha understood that the Chachamim think that no, even the kinuyim are chayiv. My time, what's his reasoning? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kiger Ke'ezrach, the end of the Pasuk that started off by saying, V'nokev Shem Hashem Mos Yumahas, goes on to say, Ragom Yir Gemuba, you stone him, Kol Ha'eda, Kiger Ke'ezrach, V'nakvo Shem Yumahas. What do we learn from Kiger Ke'ezrach? Ger Ve'ezrach, Hu Ba'inan B'nikvo Hashem. When it comes to Ger Ezrach, which refers to a Yid, whether he's a Ger, whether he's born Jewish, he requires Yud Kevavke to violate the Isser Megadef. Aval Oved Kochavim Afilu Bikinoi. A Goy is a Chayiv even on a Kinoi. So this is the complete opposite of what we saw before. So there are a few different Shitas of what we have out there in a Megadef with respect to Yisrael versus an Oved Kochavim. So what does Rabbi Meir do? Rabbi Meir, who holds that even Yisrael is Chayiv in Kinoim, Rabbi Meir, Hai Keger Ke'ezach my Avidle, Ger Ve'ezach Beskila. That's what he learned. That's a distinction between a Goy versus a Yisrael. Which Misa they get? Since you think, everyone agrees that a Goyim get a Saif. We'll see later on there's actually Machlokas. But in this opinion right now, a Goy gets Saif for all the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So why is there a Havamina, why is there a Meir think that maybe they should get a Skila? Because since they were included, that they're chayiv even in kinuyim, Ishish comes to include that they're chayiv in kinuyim, maybe Yisrabu include them also at a higher onish as well of skila, kamash balan, no, only kiger ke'ezrach gets skila, but not oved kochavim. So the other Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Aliba the Rabban, who we said above, that he felt that Rabbanan said, you only get misa on the Shem Hashem, but lav on the kinuyim. So what does he do with this pasuk? Hai kiger ke'ezrach my avilei, ger ve'ezrach hu debeinan shem b'shem. They need to do shem b'shem, Hashem yake yosi, aval oved kochavim lo beinan shem b'shem. They could just say directly yake yosi or something, and that would be sufficient for a goy to be subject to this iser. So then, ish ish lamali. So what does he do for the pasuk ish ish? He doesn't include kinuyim. So he says, dibra Torah k'loshim b'nei adam. The psukim are not always so exact. When people speak that, every word is meant to make a drasha. So too, the Torah didn't mean that every word should be used as a drasha. So there are a few different opinions you have to kind of line up. I imagine Adam has in his head how all the different opinions are right now, but Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Maisha, Rabbanan, there's Rabbi Meir. There are a few different shitas here. Kinuyim versus Shem Hashem versus Skila and Hazara and Avad Kecham and Yisraelim. There's all different permutations, but this is the basic structure of Birchas Hashem.
I don't know, when you say Ish Ish, it comes to, here it comes to include a Goy. And before we had the Gemaras would say Ish, and not a Katan. How do you know when you dash, which one you dash?
I would imagine that, I would imagine that because Ish is, we know a Katan's not Chayv and Onshin. So that's
why. But maybe over here, Ish, when it comes to the Rabos, it's a Katan, that even a
Katan. Because we have a Klal. We call it Katanim are not Chayv and Ish. We do have a Klal, and that they're not, the Katan's not Chayv and Onshin, rather. And a guy we know is chayiv in over kachava in Birchas Hashem. That much we already know. So once we have that goy ready, he's included in the Isurim, so then Mistama is going to be included more so than a katan, I imagine. But I really don't know. It's a good question. Gemara now says last two lines. Tanu Rabbanan, sheva mitzvos nitztavu b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvos that b'nei Noach are chayiv to keep. Dinin, which is the court system, big machlokas Rambam. Ramban, what's dinim? One of them holds, I always forget which one, I'm pretty sure Rambam holds dinim, is that they have to have a court system that are going to have jurisdiction over the other six mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. And according to Ramban, he says no.
That's the Rambam.
Yeah, that's the Rambam. And the Ramban says that the mitzvah is to have an entire, very thorough system of watching over, overseeing all type of monetary cases and beyond, a real serious court system. So seemingly most governments that are nowadays would be akim in having dinim. They have some level of court system. Now, what exactly if it's part of that court system, that's up to them to decide. But at least they have some level of court system in place that would be akim in this mitzvah. At least according to Ramban. According to Rambam, it wouldn't work because if they're not going to oversee cases of Avodah Zarah, so then that wouldn't suffice for the Rambam. Number two, Birchas Hashem, like we just discussed, they have to keep that. That's an issue they are chayiv in as well. Oved of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, V'Gezel, V'Ever Menachai. These are the seven mitzvos B'nei Noach. Going on to Amud Beis now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamla, or Gamliel some say, Omer Af Al Hadam Menachai, even eating Dam Menachai. We said before Ever Menachai, but even eating blood from a live animal would also be an Isser. That would be the eighth one. Rabbi Chidika Omer Af ala siris, even being masaris, even which is sterilizing a animal, I think animal, even a human, either one. And Rabbi Shimon, what?
Both.
Yeah, both of them, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer af ala kishif, even doing some type of witchcraft would be included. That would be number 10 on the, in his list. And you're assuming that Rabbi Shimon agrees to the previous ones as well. And Rabbi Yossi Omer kol ha'amur b'parshas kishif ben Noach muzar alav. So Rabbi Yossi says, everything that's mentioned in the parsha kishif, they're warned on not doing. And it goes on to explain, it says, lo yimatzei b'cha mavir b'no b'ito b'esh. You shouldn't have a person passing through the fire that's molech. And it says kosim, kesamim, onim, menachish, mechashiv, all different types of kishuf, the chover, chaver, v'shol, ov, yadoni, the dorish, shel ha-mesim, v'gomer, all those types of things. And it says at the end, u'biglaha to'evo ta'ela, shem, elokecha, morish, osam, mipanech. And because of all these disgusting things that the goyim are doing, HaKadosh Baruch is going to send them out of Eretz Yisrael. Fine, so therefore what? So he says, based on this, v'lo anush, elim, kein, hizir. And we know that there's a klal, a person can't be punished unless they're warned on it. So from the fact that they're being punished and thrown out of the land because of the Avodah Zarah, or the Kishah rather, that they're doing, it must be assumed that they are also warned on this as well. Now, I don't remember if the Gemara goes into this or not, but it sounds like he's agreeing with Rabbi Shimon. I'm not sure this is machlok, because it sounds like they're saying the same thing, that they both say that they are Chayiv and Kishah as well. I imagine the Gemara is going to address this, but I don't remember. We'll see. Gemara now says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he adds another one, Af al klayim the chayvon, to keep that iser, and he just clarifies here, Mutarim b'nei Noach lilbosh klayim, they're allowed to wear shatnez, ulizroa klayim, they could also plant klayim together, v'ein osurin ela b'harvas b'hema ubar kavas ha'ilan, the only klayim that they are subject to keep is harvas, mixed breeding different animals, and crossbreeding different animals, and crossbreeding trees. Those are the only two of the four types of klayim that they are chayiv to keep. So now the Gemara explains as follows. Minahani Mila, how do we know this? What's the source that they're chayiv to keep Sheva Mitzos B'nei Noach? So the Gemara says that Amar B'Yochanan Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, we quoted before, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al Ha'adam Lemor Mikol E Tagan Achal Tochel. That's the Pasuk. The Gemara darshins each of these words. Vayitzav elu hadinim. That's a reference to the dinim, that they have to keep a court system. I remember there being a gillion of shas here, quoting a Yeshuas Ramah. I can't remember what it was, though. I think the Ramah, I don't remember how this is, tries to connect the Machlokas and the Rambam, Ramban, where the dinim is only to oversee the other six mitzvahs, or more of a thorough court system. I think he connects it somehow to the source of dinim. Vayitzav tells us one thing, and another source later on maybe tells us another, is the other approach. Okay, I could be wrong though. So anyways, the Gemara says, Vayitzav elu adinim, that's referring to the court system, v'cheinu omer, and the proof is, what's connection to the word tzivoy to dinim? Because it's ki dativ lemana sheyitzav esponav v'gomer, so that in order that you should know, so this is somehow a reference to the Lashon tzivoy, is a reference to keeping the bezdin. Hashem in the pasuk is zu birchas Hashem. V'cheinu omer v'nokev shem Hashem os yumas Hashem is a reference to birchas Hashem. That's the second iser. Elokim zu avodas kochavim v'cheinu omer lo yelcha Elohim acherim. So that's a pasuk for avodas zara. Al ha'adam zu shvichas dam in reference to murder v'cheinu omer, as it says shovech dam ha'adam, to spill the blood of an adam. Leimor zu gilei arayos v'cheinu omer leimor. So this is the context of machzer grushaso. A person gets divorced. She, the divorcee, marries someone else and then becomes widowed or divorced from the other one. She's not allowed to marry the initial husband. So that's some level of erva, and the word leimor is used. So we see leimor is something to do with erva. Now Tosus just points out, look at the top Tosus for a second. Leimor hein yishlach. Tosis says, Afagav de Haikra bimachzir grushasuksiv. It's referring to marrying one's own divorcee after she really married someone in between, which is Aser. B'nei Noach lo mhuzarba. But Ben Noach's allowed to, actually. And Ben Noach doesn't have to keep that Iser machzir grushas. So he can marry his ex-wife, even though she married someone in between. Mikomakom maisi raya de gavi ishus ksiv lemor. It's still close enough. It's in the world of relationships. It's enough of a source if the word lemor has to do with relationships, and therefore it serves as a source. This is very important because I believe there's machlokas, there's a ran. I'm sorry, I just have these flashbacks from different things in Sanhedrin. There's a ran somewhere here in Sanhedrin, I don't remember where, that has two deyas whether or not machzir grushaso for Yisrael is considered one of the arayos or not. even though it's not going to lead to a misa, it still might be considered one of their arayos, I believe. So it sounds like this from this Gemara here would seem to be one of their arayos. If it's being used as a source that the word lamor connects to gil arayos, this would be a proof that it is one considered one of the arayos, even though it doesn't have a misa attached to it. Fine. So then the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Mikol eitz hagan, don't eat from all the trees in the garden. Vilo gezel, so but don't you can eat it, but don't steal. I'm only allowing you, I'm giving you permission to eat from the fruit. Had I not given you permission, there'd be a violation of gezel. So that's the source of gezel. Achal tochel, you could eat from it. Vilo eiver menachai, but eiver menachai is something that you can eat from it.
Is this an asmachta? And we have a mesorah on the Shabbat, or this is actually the limud itself? It's a little schwach. It would seem more like it's an asmachta, and we.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't remember actually looking into that. Does anyone address that question?
It's not such a clear limud. I mean,
it's not. You're right. It's not a clear limud.
Because Shabbat mitzvah is such a basic thing in our Masorah and everything.
Yeah, I hear it. It's certainly not clear cut. It's drushas, but we have drushas that are not clear cut. Gzer shavas are drushas that are not clear cut. So I don't know. I'm not sure if it has to be in a smachta. I don't know. Yeah, that's very often in Hadim Bilai we take literally, unless someone says there's a reason for a smachta. Looking around, poking around here quickly, I don't see anyone saying it's in a smachta. So seemingly it would be a limud. Yeah. He also Rabbi Yitzchak, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, Tana Ibcha, he actually taught the opposite. Vayitzav zuavo l'skochavim. He taught differently. If Ayitav is referenced to over the Zara, not referring to Dinim. Elo Kim Zudinim. So Machlok is in the source of Dinim. Is it from Elokim or is it from Vayitav? And same thing with Avodah Zarah. So Bishma, I understand Elo Kim Zudinim. That makes sense why that's called Dinim. Dechse Vaynik of Balabais. Elo Elohim. They go to sometimes Dinim that Dayanim are also called with the shame Elo Kim Elohim. El Vayitzav, Zu Avodah Zarah, my Mashma. That's a strange connection. The word Vayitzav is Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Avdimi, both of them say, Machlokes, Chad Amar, Saru Maher, Min Haderech, Ashet Sivisem, Asu Lahem. So the Pasuk is in the context of Avodah Zarah, and usually the Lashon of Tzivisem. And the Chad Amar, the other one, quotes a different Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Ashuk Ephraim Ratut Mishpat. So another context, again, I don't know the context there, but it's in the context of Avodah Zarah, whereby the word Tzav is used, so that tells us that Tzav is connected to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, but my benai, what's the difference between the two of them, between these two different sources? I think it's not going to be between the two sources we just brought, yeah. Whether Vayitzav is for Avodah Zarah, whether it's from this pasuk or that pasuk. If they made Avodah Zarah but they didn't actually bow down to it, is that going to be asur for them? Let's see. The man damer asu, the one who says asu, mishas asi mechayev, the one who brought the first pasuk of asu asher tzivisim asu lahem. So from shas asi already, they're chayev in Avodah Zarah. But the man damer, the one who brought the second pasuk that said the name of Ephraim. Until they went. Until they went after it and did Avodah Zarah, until they actually bowed down and worshipped it. So that's an afkamina between these two different sources. Gemara now says, would anyone actually say if they made an idol but didn't actually bow down, they'd be chayv for just making an idol? The Braisa clearly says, Ba'akum dvarim shebeis din sheisho ma'misin alem ben Noach Muzralim. Anything that Yisrael is killed for doing, so then a ben Noach would be warned on, which would azhara for ben Noach, which is Zuhi Misasam, would also be killed. Ain Basin Shah Yisrael Ma Misin Aleim. If a Jewish Basin wouldn't kill a Jew for doing something, so then Ain ben Noach Muzralim. So then a ben Noach wouldn't be killed either. Lemute Mai, what's this coming to exclude? What's the situation that Yisrael is not Ma Misin? Lav lamute akum she'asa avodah zarah v'lo shachavala. That a yid who makes an idol wouldn't be killed for that. It would be an iser, but wouldn't be killed for that. So to a ben Noach wouldn't be killed for just making an idol. It would be an iser maybe, but not a killed. So Amar Rapapa lo, no, not true. Really, even though Bez and Yisrael wouldn't be mamisin on making of a desire, an akum would be killed for that. So what's an example that they wouldn't be? Lamute gifuf v'nishuk. What Gifu Venishuk? So Rashi explains here, well, up top, like five lines down, or maybe three lines down, it doesn't say what this is actually. Venishuk is kissing. What do you say Gifu is?
Embracing.
Okay, hugging. Usually chibuk is chibuk and nishuk. So gifuf is a type of embracing and kissing. Chibuk, right. Okay. So gifuf v'nishuk demai of what? Ilema kedarka. If this is a normal way, the practice of this avodah zara was to do gifuf v'nishuk. So then, kedbar katalahu. There's a klal that anything that's kedarka, then of that avodah zara, the yichai misa. So that they would certainly be killed for. Ella, the mute shloka darka. If this was not the practice of the avodah zara, it wasn't the practice to hug and kiss this type of idol. But this guy did it anyway to show all the chavivas for this avodah zara. So that's a situation where he would not be killed for doing that. So Dinan the Gemara says now, B'nei Noach, if could. Is it really true that Ben Noach v'chayv and avodah zara on rather Dinim? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us that Eser mitzos nitztavu yisel b'mara. There were 10 mitzos that B'nei Torah were given at Mara. Sheva shekibla lein ben Noach, the 7 that were pre-existed the Kabbalah Satara, or really Kabbalah Mara. Vosifu alein, they added on 3 more. Dinim, v'shabbos, v'kibla v'eim. Dinim, dechsev shem, sham sham lo chok umishpat, the reference to judgment, they were given dinim at Mara. Shabbos v'kibla v'eim. Dechsev kashet tzivcha shem lo kechel, the pasuk says, v'amar Rav Yehuda, kashet tzivcha b'mara. So we see that dinim was given only at Mara. It wasn't given beforehand as one of the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach.
You say that Mara, they had those two mitzvahs.
Hmm?
How do you know that?
They just brought the source here. Because the pasuk says, Sham Sham Lo Chok Mishpat, and Kasher Tzivcha Sham Lo Kecha, these are references to these three mitzvahs. Because it says Tzivcha by Mara, it says Tzivcha by Kira Ve'im, it says Tzivcha by Shabbos as well. So based on that, we see that these are three mitzvahs that were given to them at Mara. Rashi goes through all the different sources that had to make the drashas. So, but we see dinim was given at Mara, and it wasn't given as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach before this. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravua, Lo Nitzecha Ela Le'eda Ve'edim Vasra. No, of course they were given dinim from Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but the dinim were actually given greater details at Mara, namely that you need an Eda, you need a proper Bezdin, you need Edim, you need a Hasra, you need warning, all these different halachas that apply only to a B'nai Yisrael, those were Mechadesh at Mara. So Ihachi, if the Gemara says that, my vo sifo lein dinim, what's meaning adding on dinim? It should really say something along the lines of they added to the dinim. Not that they adding, hosifu dinim sounds like they added on a whole concept. No, they added to the dinim it should be. Ella Amarava, Ella Lo Nitzcha Ella Lidine Kanasos. No, yeah, they did add them. Dinim existed. Eda and Edim, Hasra, all those things existed, let's say. They added on a whole new category, though, called Kanasos, of giving on penalties. So the Gemara says, Akati, still, Vosifu bid Dinim Mibale. Still, Kanasos are still under the category of Dinim. It should say they added in bid Dinim. They added on to the already existing Dinim. They just expanded the scope or the details. So Ella, what do they add on? Ela Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lo Nitzcha Ela LeHoshiv Bezdin B'chol Pelach U'Pelach B'chol Ir V'Ir. That they're commanded to give to start setting up systems every single village and every single county. They all required their own separate Bezdin. That was the Chiddush at Mara. Look at Tosis for a second. Esar Mitzvahs. We said above that there was that after Mara, B'nai Yisrael already had accomplished. They already were given 10 mitzvahs total. So he says, Tema ha'ika gira nasha l'man damar l'vnei noach nesar u'mila shenitan l'Avram Avinu. Here's a Tema. What do you mean? Bris Mila was also given from the times of Avram Avinu. That should be number 11. And gira nasha was already also from the times of Yaakov Avinu, according to one opinion. So why are these not part of the list? He just leaves it off as a tzarech in. There's an interesting discussion that B'nai Yisrael points out in Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha is a B'nai Yisrael's sefer on the mitzvahs. And there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban whether you count Kibud Av V'Eim as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Ramban there in the Shrashim says it should be two different mitzvahs. One for the father, one for the mother. So the B'nai Yisrael brings a riot from here like the Rambam. If really Kibud Av V'Eim is two different mitzvahs, it should be 11 mitzvahs are given at Mara. It says Kibud Av V'Eim is included as one mitzvah, so therefore he brings a riot for the Shita of the Rambam.
Maybe it's one for the Goyim and for the Yin.
It could be, no, but this says... Oh, maybe the yin and the mirror, the other way around. The yin, this for yin. The yin would have one mitzvah,
maybe, right.
And then, yeah, but it wouldn't make sense. Ramban wouldn't be counting two mitzvahs for the goyim. So, it could be that when the Gemara says 10 mitzvahs, it doesn't mean 10 mitzvahs in terms of minyan mitzvahs. It means 10
right.
Categories of mitzvahs.
Right.
But you could still break them down further. Okay, the Gemara now says, "V'ha b'nei Noach lo ifkid." Were b'nei Noach not commanded on also setting up a court system throughout all the different villages and counties? V'hatana, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Kishem shenitztavu Yisrael lahoshiv bate dinim b'chopelach upelach v'chol yavir. Every single county, every single city required a bezdin of Yisrael. So this is something that existed even for Bnei Noach. So this wasn't the chiddush that happened at Mara. Ela Amar Rava Hai Tana Tana de Bnei Menashe. This is the opinion of Bnei Menashe. Who do they say? The Hu de Mapik Dach Ve'ayol Sach. They remove Dach and they include Sach. What does this mean? The Tana de Bnei Menashe Sheva Mitzvos Nitztavu Bnei Noach. And they include Sirus V'Klaim. That's the Sach. Sirus V'Klaim are included, and they got rid of Dach, they got rid of Dinim, and which one's Chaf? Birkas Hashem. Those two they excluded. So according to B'nai Menashe, they were never given Dinim beforehand. So only at Mara was B'nai Israel given the Dinim. Finishing off the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adma Rishon lo nitztave ela al avodah zara bilvad. He was only given one iser avodah zara. Shenamar, it says vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, and the vayitzav is the one thing they're given, the din of avodah zara. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer afal birchas Hashem. No, he's given two mitzvahs of avodah zara and birchas Hashem. And Yeshom, and there's a third opinion that af al hadinim, he was given three mitzvahs to start off with. So there's a big machlok is exactly what had happened.
The whole limud that we had at the beginning.
Exactly. The whole drush is thrown out the window. Mamash thrown out the window.
So where has he got the
Shavnes Nath? So I think maybe on Daphne Zion goes into other drushes within the Psukim of Ben Noah, with Noah himself, after he leaves the Teva, I think there are other drushes. I could be wrong, though, or it could be just a Masorah that we have, that there are Shavnes Mitzvah B'nai Noah.
Right.
Not sure. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone enjoyed the nice day out.
Mm-hmm.